coming up speaker here. If you can't hear it well, just pick the handset up, okay? Okay, state your name and number.
Aguirre, 1782-51.
Do you, how do you pronounce your last name?
Excuse me?
Aguirre?
Aguirre.
Aguirre?
Yes.
Mr. Aguirre, you're appearing in front of the Arizona Board of the Acting Clemency today in regard to your community supervision revocation.
Yes.
I'd like to introduce the board members to you. You can't see us, but we have four or five board members present today. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To his right is the Honorable Louis Canomas, and to his right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And I'm David Neal. I'll be the panel chair today. Also, I'd like to introduce Mr. Osborne. He's from the Department of Corrections. He'll represent them and your parole officer today. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I see that you've received a notice of the hearing and signed it on the 28th of September. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, not only will give your rights for this hearing, and one of which is that you have the right to hire an attorney to represent you at your own cost. Have you hired a representative, or do you represent yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay. Now, before we start, I need to ask you, Mr. Osborne, a question, which is, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Chairman Neal, I would also point out, I don't have a sheet, but he does have some supporters in the room. I believe there's, you're from Mr. Gary. We don't have a sign-in sheet.
Oh, okay. And the DR. Oh, and we do have some supporters in the room.
And he also has a DR number. I don't know whether you're comfortable in doing that or not, but he has a DR number as well.
You need to swear to that lady.
Right. Okay. Your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. Phase one will determine whether you violated your terms of release. Phase two will determine whether to be revoked, or whether your community service is revoked, or you return to your complete your supervision. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read the allegations on the rest of one, and after I read these allegations, obviously there's only one allegation. After I read the allegation, I need you to tell me whether it's true, false, or whether you want to take the Fifth Amendment. There is a report number attached here, and so as far as we know, there's still pending charges. And since this is recorded, we want to give you the option of not speaking about it so that you're not doing anything that would compromise you in a trial. You understand that?
Yes. Well, sir.
I read that one allegation on your warrant, which is that you were in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by you being under the influence of intoxicating substance while operating a motor vehicle on or about 8/27/2017 in Maricopa County. Is this true or false, or do you want to plead the Fifth Amendment, sir?
False.
False? Okay, we're going to have Mr. Osborne give some details about the allegation on here, and then we'll go from there. We can talk and discuss it. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. Sir, allegation number one. On August 27th of 2017, at approximately 2300 hours, the offender hit a block fence of an unknown residence. A witness to this incident stated that the offender stayed in the vehicle for approximately 2 minutes and then proceeded to back up, hitting another fence of a different residence. The Phoenix police were called by the witness and responded. Officers attempted to complete a that field sobriety tests, however, the offender had extremely poor balance and could not perform the test. He was given a breathalyzer test as well that registered 0.00. The police officer searched the offender's vehicle and found a green leafy substance in the vehicle that appeared to be spice. Also, the offender was arrested for aggravated DUI and was found to have a suspended license. He was booked into the Maricopa County Jail, booking number 239-3620.
Do you have anything as the current disposition?
Yes, the charges are pending.
Pardon me?
For the parole officer, charges are still pending.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Gurley, what is false about that?
Yeah, I was under no influence. I was driving, but I was under no influence.
Okay.
So, if anything, I was driving under revoked license.
Okay. Okay, well, so you're saying that you weren't under the influence of any intoxicating substances at the time,
no.
Right? Okay. Okay. I think we'll move us on to the next phase of your hearing.
No. So based on the information and the Department of Corrections information that we see along with the warrant information, we'll make a determination whether he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision.
Okay. What? Yes.
You have to come up with it.
Okay, so to move along, based on the information that I have in the warrant and from the Department of Corrections, I need to find the offender, Octavio Aguirre, who's delinquent, has he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may or has or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. That's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, put in a couple of notes, paperwork.
Okay, now we go to phase two. Now we go to phase two.
All right, now we're going to go to phase two, sir, and we're going to go over some of the information about you and let you have a chance to tell us your side of this and listen to your supporters. And then we'll just, to the board, determine whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Do you understand that, sir?
I got to do what?
Okay, we will be voting to either revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community for the rest of your community service time, supervision time.
Okay.
Start with some additional information about the parole officer.
Okay, now we get some additional information from Mr. Osborne, and then we'll move on.
Yes, sir. Mr. Geary was released from DOC custody on December 19th of 2016. He was arrested on August 27th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department for felony DUI. He was returned to our custody on September 5th of 2017 with 0 pecan days with a community supervision end date of August 17th of 2018. Current conviction, 2009, burglary, third degree, 5 years. And 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 10 years. Prior convictions, 2003, aggravated assault, 5 years, and 2003, flight from law vehicle, 2 years. He has 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is STG and gang information noted that on July 23rd of 2003, he admitted to being a member of the street gang Eastside 18th Street, Wetback Power. Prior term to supervision, 2007, he was an absolute discharge. He has a moderate disciplinary history with assaults with weapons, manufacturing weapons, and promoting prison contraband noted. And since his return on October 1st of 2017, received a guilty minor violation for possession of nuisance contraband. Other arrests, 8/27 of 2017, aggravated DUI, still pending charges. He has a community risk score of G5-B6.
Thank you, Mr. Alcorn. Now, Mr. Aguirre, we're going to go over some of the information on you. I see that when you were released, you were resigned your mother. I hate to slaughter her first name. Araceli Montana, 8714 North 30th Avenue, Phoenix. On 8/21/17, the offender was approved to reside at V-Ray, located at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
And were you still at V-Ray when you were arrested by Phoenix?
Yes, I was currently living at V-Ray's Copper House.
Okay. We don't have any indication of any employment. Were you working?
At the time, even if I was, I couldn't go out until 3 weeks that I was currently at the B-Red house, because that's one of the conditions. You can't go out within 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, you're able to either look for a job, or if you have a job, you can go out there and work.
Okay, before you went to V-Ray, were you working at all?
I was sent to the MRC program, which I was not currently working, but that same week that I was sent to MRC, my family member noticed me that he had an opening for me, but since I was at the MRC program, I wasn't going to be able to go to work because I was going to be currently in the 30-day program at MRC program.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, I was working construction with my uncle before when I was released from DOC.
Okay. Right. As you put on the past code program, and it shows four test samples, five positive urine samples, one diluted sample, and eight negative samples.
Yeah.
And look through and see what the positives were. Do you have an ongoing drug or alcohol problem, sir?
I didn't think I did, but since I went to Beaver, I was going to get drug counseling and counseling while I was there. So, I mean, to a certain degree, I guess I do. So I was looking forward to getting the counseling at Beaver, which was, I think it's Building Blocks, which is where we get the counseling at.
Right.
And I was supposed to start.
So the missed and positive and diluted were all before you went to Beaver?
Yes. Yeah, I got UA maybe six times, and the breathalyzer test like twice while at B-Ray, and it was negative for any other drug except for the THC, but I have a medical card for that. But I wasn't smoking or nothing while I went to B-Ray. I had to stop. That was one of the conditions for me to stop smoking or taking my medication. Even though I have a medical card, but that was one of the conditions for me not to medicate myself.
Okay. I'm not sure about how they operate, but if you were released, would you be able to go back to V-Ray, or do you have to wait until you're reassigned?
No, the state was paying for that, but if need be, my family or I would be I will be willing to pay to be able to live at B-Ray and get the confidence that I need.
Okay, Brian, I said, yeah, you're interested in the case, you didn't complete the program because of the arrest, so.
Yes.
Some of the offenders out there, when they leave one of these places, they leave under bad terms and they can't go back. Okay, so is that your intention when you do finish whatever terms you're going to have with the system?
Yes, I'm willing to do an inpatient or outpatient program, whether I got to pay for it or not. I mean, I'm willing to do it. I mean, I was looking forward to getting counseling because I never had counseling before. So I was looking forward to it, but I got arrested, so.
Right. Well, with that pending, no matter how the board decides today, you'll be waiting for what's going on with that. And so it's out of our hands on that part. Okay, so you get out, you've got a job lined up?
Yeah, that same week I went in the MRC program, my family member told me that he had a job opening for me, but right then and there, said that I had to do the program. But yeah, there's a job waiting for me.
You're due to be completed on your entire lifetime numbers in August 17th of 2018, so if you can get back into V-Ray while you're still serving your time, that would be beneficial.
Yes, definitely would be, because like I said, I was looking forward to get the counseling, either dad and family counseling too, so.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to note from notes from August 18th in 2017, the offender was stabbed with the deputy warden, P.O. McKee, the supervisor, and also security staff due to his aggressive nature and his aggressive posturing for staff, waving his hands, posturing in an aggressive manner. They found that he was unsuitable for their program and he was going to be discharged. This was just before his DUI. So I just wanted to mention that, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so before we go on, I have another question for you, sir. When you were arrested, when you left V-Ray, according to that, didn't leave on good terms. Did you have a problem with what they were trying to offer you in a program, or?
No, I never had an issue with it. That was one of the conditions then sent to me at the V-Ray. It was because whatever happened at MRC, saying that I was aggressive towards them, I was asking if I was going to be able to go to a dental appointment that I had a schedule, and that's when they started asking me all kind of questions, to where I was like, all I want to know is, am I going to be able to go to the dental appointment or not? If not, I can go back to my building. And the other thing was that I was there for a 30-day program, and I was sitting there for 4 days already, and I went up there to ask, who did I have to talk to so I could get moved to the 30-day program, which I was supposed to be at? And the one of the staff members there started yelling at me, and I didn't act aggressive, I just yelled back. I understand that two wrongs don't make a right, and I accept responsibility for that. But at the same time, V-Ray was one of the conditions was for me, if they had any issue with me, they were going to kick me out, which I never had no issues with them at the V-Ray house.
Okay. So the staffing was at MRC?
Yes, I was trying to ask who did I have to talk to get transferred to the 30-day program, which my PO had recommended me to. I was at the sanctions, but I never had sanctions. But what my PO recommended was me to be in the 30-day program, and I was already there for 4 days, which doesn't count towards the 30 days. And all I wanted to know was who do I gotta talk to get moved to the 30-day program, and the guy started yelling at me, and I mean, I lost my temper too, and I yelled back, and like I said, two wrongs don't make a right, but...
Okay, all right, I'm just establishing, I had it mixed up in my mind as to which place the argument or disagreement occurred. Are there any questions at this point?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Porter. Definitely has one.
Okay, Mr. Gary, I'm going to have the reporters speak to the board now. And when they're done, then we'll move on with the hearing.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Minerva Lopez, I'm sorry, and I'm here to support him.
So, Ms.
Lopez.
Ms. Lopez, before you start, you need to swear in.
We need to swear you in before you start.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I am too, I'm forgetting things today. So you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, not about the truth, so have you got to do yourself firm?
I swear.
Okay, thank you.
So my name is Minerva Lopez, I'm his wife, and I'm here to support him. Just on the, so you guys, that he's been trying really hard after he got out from prison. And I'm just emotional right now. Like if you guys can give an opportunity to come back, you know, to the halfway house that he was going. Like he said, like he never had any problems with them. He never refused to do any tests that they request from him. And he has like already three offers to work, one with his uncle and the other two with cousins. They just call me like, is he out? He's out because they want him, you know, like to start working with him, and they kind of, you know, like support him as well, you know, like get him a job. But, you know, like on the other side, you know, like be, you know, like part of his life and should like keep him away from, you know, things that they can get him in trouble. And I have my kids here too. My little one, I was pregnant with him when he had carcerated 9 years ago. So he hasn't been in my son's life. Oh my gosh. Sorry. It was his first year that he was supposed to stay with him. No, they spent his birthday with him. He couldn't be regretted now. He's mad at himself and sad. My son too, like, you know, like, he wants to be with his dad. The same with the others, but I don't know, it's up to you guys, like, you know, you guys give him another opportunity. So just like, you know, be good and be a successful person and not, you know, not do whatever he was doing before and be a good man and a good dad and a good husband.
Do you have any questions?
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry. Mr. Gray, now that we're coming to the end of your hearing here, and the board will be going into discussion shortly to decide how we're going to vote, but is there anything you would like to say to the board at this time? Before we go into discussion?
Well, I would like to ask the board to give me the opportunity to fix this aggravated DUI that I supposedly got. You know what I mean? That's the reason why I got violated as far as now. I mean, I paid a $50 bond. I was supposed to go to court. They didn't even put me on, so I would like to resolve this issue. That's about it, and I've got the opportunity to do that and be with my family. I appreciate it.
That's one question before we go and discuss it. Yes, Mr. Gary, before we go into discussing this guilty minor for contraband that you received while incarcerated, can you tell me what that was for or what that was about?
This one that I just came back?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was dropped down to a it's already disobeyed the direct order. As far as I know, it was, I was just trying to get a message related to my wife or my mom, which I don't have no phone calls approved or no phone numbers approved right now. And I tried to ask the CO3 for a phone call, and he denied it. He said, well, you're going to have to write a letter. So I have a friend on the other side of the yard where I'm currently at, and he was going to do me the favor. And I mean, I was a little desperate or whatever, and I threw the number to the other side, and the officer seen it. And I mean, he put it as promoting prison contraband, but it was just a phone number, like I told him. I told him the situation. I told him I was going to go to the board on the 25th, and I was trying to relay a message. And I seen the disciplinary officer, and I explained it to the disciplinary officer. And he said, okay, that's fine. He said, I'm going to drop it down to a disobey a direct order. So that's what it came down to it. I mean, I was desperate to relay a message or to my family for the parole board.
Okay, thank you.
Show up.
Thank you, Mr. Garrett. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Okay, this time we're going to go into discussion and decide if we're going to vote on this, but while we're in discussion, sir, we're going to be talking to each other. You may think we're talking to you or somebody in the audience, but we're going to be talking amongst ourselves to finish this out. It's kind of the open meeting laws. We'll do this in front of everybody. Everybody can hear it. But we ask that you be quiet during the time we're in discussion. Understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you. The board is in discussion. Well, I see this as kind of an unusual circumstance, but an unfortunate one at that, with the pending charges, some of the other things, the contraband issue after while he was in the yard at this time, at this revocation. He seems sincere in wanting to have some help, and if he can get into Vivre, where he says he wants to be, then that would be beneficial to him. And probably the best way to do that is still be incarcerated. But I have a problem with the DUI on the 17th of August or the accusation thereof. I investigated a lot of accidents, and when there were drivers that were intoxicated, probably 80% of them say they're not intoxicated and they didn't do it, which is a normal thing. I probably would do the same thing myself initially. But the drug history and driving under the influence and those things are a little concerning to me. And I don't see that at this time would be a good time to return him to community supervision. I think he'd be better served to, while he's doing the rest of his time, which is just till August of 2018, give him an opportunity to hopefully get placed and complete Vivre and be on the road to recovery for his drug issues and everything. So at this point in time, I feel like I want to release him back to community supervision.
I agree, sir.
Okay, so that's my motion I'm going to return Mr. Barry to the, or revoke, I'm sorry, I move to revoke the community supervision for Mr. Barry. When I find him delinquent, and he had or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
And he violated the terms and conditions.
And he violated the term condition of his release.
That lapse was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Do violated his terms and conditions of his release and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Just a moment, sir. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your committee supervision, all the original So
that's literally in his hand.
And board is voting to revoke your committee supervision. You'll be released on or about August 17th, 2018, and you'll have no community supervision at that time. You can do what you want, but in the meantime, I would suggest you try to get some help with your drug problems. So this concludes our hearing, and there'll be no more discussion. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir, and thank your family for coming in.
CO3 report.
Yes, sir, CO3. How are you doing this time?